Dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
If you're drafting a quarterback, what are you really looking for? Size, speed, arm strength?
Most experts would agree, it's accuracy. The same is true when you're hiring. You're not looking for attempts, you're looking for completions. You're looking for the right candidate for the job, and you can find them at ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful technology learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
And our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/draft. That's ZipRecruiter.com/draft.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are ya? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke. 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Pedball next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
John Schriffen with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. With just days until the NFL draft, Josh Allen, one of the top quarterback prospects, is trying to clear up a concern about his completion percentage in college. Allen told PFT Live he's tired of hearing people on TV criticize his game, especially what he believes are unfair questions about his throwing accuracy.
Going back to college, having a 56% completion percentage, obviously it's not great, but I think that it's a little blown out of proportion. I do think that I'm accurate, and Jordan Palmer's helped me out a lot throughout this process with getting my feet right. And once we did that, you know, throwing the ball a little easier, ball's coming out, and it's where it's supposed to be.
Allen's fellow top prospect, UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen, getting some support from his college coach. Jim Mora tweeting that no one should question Rosen's toughness, adding, quote, he will be a great one. He will win championships. Elsewhere, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports the Cowboys are expected to pick up the 2019 fifth-year option on defensive back Byron Jones. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Springtime means deck time. And if you own an AZEK deck, you know there's more than one reason why AZEK is number one in premium decking. 35 incredible colors. Zero weekend staining or sealing. 981 beautiful sunrises. And with a 30-year Best Decks warranty, that's why AZEK is number one in premium decking. Don't settle for just any deck. Ask for AZEK. Learn more at azek.com/bestdecks.
Napa know-how.
Time to start adding to your bucket list. No, not the skydiving meet your idol bucket list, the Napa bucket list. Because now when you buy a Napa bucket for $299, you'll get 20% off items you can fit inside. Minimum $50 purchase. So live a little and save a lot with the Napa bucket and 20% off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal.
Your chance to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill coming up right here inside the 5 o'clock hour. Welcome back in, 1600 AM listeners. You're hearing us all across eastern Iowa, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, along for the ride as well. Poll question for you today, KGYMradio.com, has to do with your impressions of the Hawkeyes after Friday. Are you more or less concerned about them heading in to 2018? Or we give you a third water tower-related option. It is the talk of the town today, 507. Welcome back in. Mel Kuhn Jr. set to join the program at 6:30 tonight, talking Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and Panthers as we gear up for the NFL draft. Speaking of the draft, we'll have it for you. Beginning with round one, coverage begins at 6 o'clock Thursday night. What will the Minnesota Vikings do with the 30th pick in the draft? Joining us now to discuss that and more, Matthew Koller of 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities. And Matthew, a lot of names are going to be off the board by the time the Vikings make their selection. So what's the buzz around this pick?
Well, I think that the Vikings did kind of land on the right year to be picking at the bottom of the first, because there are so many quarterbacks who are going to be drafted that kind of pushes the talent pool down a little bit. Normally there are maybe two or three at most quarterbacks that get taken in the first round, but this time you could see as many as six of them even before the Vikings pick. So I think that they're pretty happy about that. And this is also a deep draft in the area that the Vikings are really looking, which is in the offensive line, especially at guard. Right now they don't have a starting right guard, and there are guys that go pretty deep into this draft at that position, and I think that they're feeling pretty good about the possibility of getting a really good prospect at the end of the first round, or even potentially moving back into the second with a trade, or waiting till the second round because guard isn't one of the most highly valued positions. So I think even though they don't have one of the higher picks, they still feel like their positions that they need the most, they can fill it at the end of the first round and even possibly in the second as well.
Mike Rimmers is at left tackle, Riley Reiff at right tackle, and then Pat Elflein, they drafted him out of Ohio State. He's their center. Would you, like you said, very deep? It's a very deep draft at interior offensive line. Would you be surprised if they stay at 30 if the Vikings did not draft an offensive guard or center?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they decided to take kind of a luxury pick there, because there are so many of these guys that could drop into the second round. And I would be looking a lot at either defensive tackle, cornerback, or tight end, because I think there's a few guys that would really intrigue the Vikings if they got there. The tight end from South Dakota, Dallas Goedert, there's been some buzz around him and the possibility that he could be there. And, you know, the Vikings like Kyle Rudolph, but he's getting toward age 30, which is old in the NFL. And he's also got a contract that isn't great for them next year. And I also think that if John DeFilippo brings over the same offense that he used in Philadelphia when he was their quarterback coach, they love to use multiple tight end sets, so it would kind of work in the short and long term. But also they signed Sheldon Richardson to a one-year deal as a defensive tackle, and you know, I doubt he's going to be here past this season. I think he's coming here to get a bunch of sacks and then go hit the free agent market again. So they might be thinking down the road as well. So they will have other options there at 30 if they decide to not go with the offensive line and then potentially wait. And maybe if they get into the second round, this is what they did last year, got into the second round, saw someone they really loved on the board in Dalvin Cook and traded up to get him. I wouldn't be surprised if they did that again this year.
If I set the over-under at round three on when the Vikings would take a cornerback, which would you head, the over or the under?
I think in the first three picks, they probably will. I mean, for one, Mike Zimmer absolutely loves drafting cornerbacks and has said, I don't know how many times, that you can never have enough cornerbacks. And even though they do have the two starting positions filled in Xavier Rhodes and Trey Wayans, they picked Mackenzie Alexander in the second round of 2016. He really hasn't developed the way that they hoped so far, and I think that there are question marks about his ceiling and if he can ever reach that. And they also don't really have a solidified nickel cornerback right now. They played Terrence Newman there last year, and he said he wants to come back, but that's pretty unclear whether they will actually do that or not. They've poked around almost every nickel cornerback on the market. So maybe, you know, someone like Jair Alexander late in the first round, or Dante Jackson from LSU, if he happened to fall. He played some nickel over his career and was one of the fastest guys at the combine. So I do think there are a number of cornerbacks that would intrigue the Vikings, and it would not surprise me at all if they picked one, especially since Trey Wayans, they're going to pick up his fifth-year option is my guess. But as far as his long-term future goes here, he may eventually decide to hit the market, and they've already spent a ton of money to keep Xavier Rhodes. So that's definitely an option.
We talked about offensive guard, but this draft is also full of a lot of wide receivers, not with top 10 talent, but a lot of guys that are getting second to third round grades. Does this offense need some more depth at that position?
Yeah, I think it does. And Kendall Wright signed a one-year contract for $1 million, and I think it's the same story with him as Richardson, that he's going to try to have a big year here and then go on to free agency again and get paid next year. And Laquon Treadwell just has not worked out the way that they hoped he would when they drafted him in the first round. Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen have blown by him and become legitimate top wide receivers, but at that number three spot, it's pretty unclear. And also, whether Stephon Diggs is actually going to re-sign long-term is also up in the air, because you see what wide receivers are getting paid on the open market, and if Diggs were to hit the market, I think he's looking at somewhere between $12 and $15 million a year. Even a guy like Sammy Watkins got $30 million guaranteed, and he hasn't produced anywhere near what Diggs has. So Diggs might see that and have that thought, and the Vikings might also have a thought that he could leave and decide to draft somebody maybe down a little bit later. I wouldn't think that would be one of their first two picks, but maybe third round if there's somebody that catches their eye.
Can you see them adding some depth on the defensive line relatively early in the draft, maybe in the top four rounds?
Oh, I definitely can, yeah. I mean, I feel like every position I've said yes, but you guys are hitting the right notes here. One thing is, I also don't know the future of Danielle Hunter, because he's going to be a free agent after this year, doesn't have a contract yet. So if there was someone like Lorenzo Carter from Georgia, who's also an athletic freak, they might want to bring him in. But also, Rick Spielman, the general manager of the Vikings, mentioned wanting to copycat the Philadelphia Eagles by having more of a rotation this year. So I could see them drafting someone. I definitely think at that three technique position, there is a chance that they would pick one of those guys. The top three, I think, guys that it would go late in the first round should be Daron Payne from Alabama, Maurice Hurst from Michigan, and then Taven Bryan from Florida. Any one of those guys, if they were around, if they don't get picked first, then I think there is a chance that they go in that direction to have a rotation for next year and then fill that three technique spot for the future.
New offensive coordinator, like you mentioned, new quarterback. Is there any indication as to how this might change the offense for the Vikings moving forward in 2018? Because it seems like everyone you talk to has a different opinion on how that might be the case.
Yeah, right. I mean, and I don't think we really have a good idea yet, and we've only talked to John DeFilippo once on a conference call. But, you know, if I were to guess, see, the Vikings had a ton of success last year with Case Keenum as their quarterback, and Kirk Cousins is more talented than Keenum. But I think that they will copycat a lot of things that Pat Shurmur did last year, because he was so successful, and especially when he moved wide receivers around to different spots in the slot outside with Diggs and Thielen, using them as kind of chess pieces. And I think DeFilippo is going to look at a lot of that. But, you know, those RPOs that they became kind of famous for in the playoffs with Nick Foles, I could see them implementing things like that too. And where Philadelphia was really fantastic was in the red zone last year. And I think they could take a lot of those times where they used two tight ends and things like that. That would be the argument for drafting another tight end, is to add some depth there. So I think it's kind of going to be a little bit of borrowing from Doug Peterson and also taking some of the things that Pat Shurmur used last year that worked and using those as well.
Matthew Coller with us at 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities. Have the Vikings gotten over how last season ended yet?
Well, probably not. I mean, it's got to be hard. I think every player will always tell you, like, they put it in the rearview mirror and they're focused on next year and all that. And Kirk Cousins washes away a lot of that, just because he brought, you know, just such a burst of energy with a huge move like that and the biggest quarterback contract that has ever been signed in terms of guaranteed money. So all those things that happen, I think it feels like it was a long time ago now. But, you know, they got to play on the road again in Philadelphia this year. And you know that it's going to be brought up time and time again how they were picked apart. But maybe stealing one of their offensive coaches helps a little bit too. But, man, I would say for a long time, for the fan base and for the team and everyone I talked to, it really did hang over their heads more than even more than when they had a bad season in 2016 and only went 8-8. I mean, it felt like such a kick in the gut, because they really believed last year was their year and went into Philadelphia believing that they would win that game and go to the Super Bowl, and not only just to lose it, but to just to be kicked in the face like they were, and then see Philadelphia win it in their building against the Patriots. Yeah, that was one of the toughest endings you could imagine for them.
You mentioned traveling to Philadelphia. The schedule did come out last week. What are your early impressions of the Vikings 2018 slate?
It's tough, man. I mean, you look at the opposing quarterbacks that they're going to be playing. Holy cow. I mean, this is a really difficult slate. At one point, you have Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson back to back to back. And, you know, you've got a team in Chicago that might be rising with Mitch Trubisky going into his second year. You got to go on the road to face Sean McVay in Los Angeles the week after, you know, you play a game, but get a short week going out there to play LA, which is a team that's really stacked up. So I think that when you go 13-3, this is the type of schedule that you come away with. But you know, I think this is a stronger overall roster than it was last year, considering the pieces that they added and then the quarterback as well. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if they dropped back a couple of wins, that they'll still be in the mix. But all these teams made changes, and then you've got a bunch of really tough quarterbacks on the schedule. So, I mean, I picked every game, as we all do, right, when the schedule comes out. And I came up with 10-6, and I still think that would be a pretty solid year, considering how tough their schedule is.
A lot has been made about the offseason moves, and rightfully so, but especially the additions in free agency. But what about the guys that they locked up long-term, and Eric Kendricks and Xavier Rhodes? How important is that for this franchise?
Oh, I mean, it's huge on the defensive side, because that's how they've really won games. And their hope is still, they know Kirk Cousins is not Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. I mean, the hope is still that you're going to win with defense and get enough offense to be competitive. And I think last year showed that they could do that, and maybe a little more offense makes them an elite team. But, you know, signing Kendricks, he's a guy that fits the modern NFL of passing all the time, quick passes, using the running backs out of the backfield all the time, and he's really good at shutting them down. In fact, last year they were number one in the league, allowing the fewest yards receiving per game to opposing running backs, and I think Kendricks, being as fast as he is, played into that. And Rhodes has become a true shutdown corner, the ones that, as a GM or a coach, you dream of having someone you can do the Revis Island and stick them on any wide receiver at any time. I've seen him shut down Odell Beckham 2 years ago, AJ Green, Julio Jones. I mean, the best of the best. And I mean, that's just a dream scenario for a head coach. So I think keeping the defense together, it's not the easiest thing in the world for teams to do when those contracts come up, but the Vikings have been brilliant in the way that they've managed their cap. So it seems they're going to be able to keep most players together, even though they spent all that money on Kirk Cousins.
Matthew Collar, 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities. Before we let you go, I'm going to put you in the GM chair of the other three teams in the NFC North. What do you do with your first round pick if you're the Packers, Bears, or Lions?
Oh man, that's a really good question. Let me see. Well, the Lions, for one, get somebody on defense. I mean, they last year they were seventh in the league in scoring, and they didn't make the playoffs, right? So, I mean, come on. I mean, you've got to stack up the defense there, and you hire Matt Patricia too. I wouldn't be surprised at all. They filled in some pieces around Mitch Trubisky, but you can always have more. I think that Chicago's defense is better. Maybe I'm being a little vague here. I don't have exact picks, but I think another offensive weapon would be good, and a wide receiver. Although the offensive line, Quentin Nelson, if they've got a chance, Chicago, to get Quentin Nelson, that would be a great pick for them. And the Packers, that's another team that needs some defensive help. They've got to make Aaron Rodgers happy somehow, though, right? He seems to be like he isn't thrilled exactly with his management. But I think the Packers, after watching their defense the last few years, they have not done a great job on that side of the ball, even when they've had great offenses with Aaron Rodgers.
I was going to say the correct answer for Green Bay is ask Aaron Rodgers who he wants them to pick with the first-round selection. Before we let you go, I do extensive research for all the guests here that I have on the program. I need to ask you about adopting a greyhound.
Sure, yeah. Well, so I adopted a greyhound who was a racer in West Virginia, and there are usually local places that help people adopt them, and I can attest to the fact that they are a wonderful dog. It's worked out so well for me and my wife to adopt a Greyhound. So anytime people get an opportunity to do that, probably search and see if you have a local organization that helps them, and they are wonderful, loving dogs. So I thank you for doing that.
All right, Matthew Collar, 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities. We appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And speaking of the Twin Cities, we will be Minnesota-centric tonight. Put a hot dish in the oven and sit back and listen to KGYM Radio, because the Twins are on 107.5 tonight as they take on the Yankees. That series winding to a close. And then 1600 AM as well as 106.3 FM. You're going to continue to get NBA playoff coverage of the Minnesota Timberwolves as their series with the Houston Rockets continues. I believe that that game is that in Minnesota tonight at the Target Center? I don't have it in front of me. It's either at the Target Center or it's in Houston. You can check KGYMradio.com for the full schedule. And by the way, while you're there, you can also vote in our poll question at KGYMradio.com today as well, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Do you feel better or worse about the Hawkeyes after Friday? Better, worse, or who cares? They're painting the water tower. Check out Emil's Hideaway for great food and drink specials.
Vikings fans, I know there are a lot of Vikings fans who are also Iowa Hawkeye fans. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but...
James Daniels,
this is one of... If you look...
I don't think he falls to 30.
I agree. I think that the Tennessee Titans really need a center at 25, and I don't see him falling past.
Alex, don't give away Mel Kuhn Jr.'s thoughts at 6:30 tonight.
But if he is available at 30, I think Minnesota is almost certainly going to draft an interior lineman and one that can play guard, because I think they believe they have Pat Elflein, their center of the future. And there are plenty available, including James Daniels, who has a position flexibility.
We mentioned the EA NCAA football game franchise. I'm going to bring you that story here in the 5 o'clock hour after the world-exclusive Nate Stanley Water Tower interview from Friday at Kinnick Stadium, an interview that was so in-depth and delicious that none other than Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register said, seriously? Yes, it's that good. So the order of things to come, just to sketch things out here for those of you who like to have a sturdy, solid plan for the remainder of hour number two in the program tonight. Kyle's going to meander in here in just a few seconds. He's going to give you a big board update. And then we're going to have the world-exclusive interview with Nate Stanley that I conducted on Friday, which is going to win me Iowa Broadcaster of the Year. Then we're going to give you a $30 gift card to La Cantina, good at any of their three locations across the corridor. And then we're going to get to the news about a possible return of a college football video game. It's both good and bad news. And if that's not enough to keep you in your seats, we got Mel Kuhn Jr. live in the studio with us at 6:30 tonight. He's graciously carved out some time during draft week to do a nightly segment with us. Tonight, Mel is going to break down the Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI players who are hoping to hear their names called at the draft this week, perhaps even by a parrot. Tampa Bay is announcing its day three picks using a parrot on the pirate ship at Raymond James Stadium. But remember, this is serious business, and we can't talk about things like painting a Tiger Hawk on the water tower. The Buccaneers are announcing their day three picks using a bird. 5:26, back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Ace Buy One, Get One Free sale. Don't miss great Buy One, Get One Free deals throughout the store. So many BOGOs, we can't name them all. Start the season right with savings on quality products from Scott's, Roundup, Ortho, and more. There are so many BOGOs and so many ways to save. Hurry in. The Ace Buy One, Get One Free sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Buy select item and get designated item free. See store for details.
When it comes to performance,
the gas pedal gets all the glory. Until, of course, something gets in its way. Like the neighbor kid's ball bouncing into the street. That's why AutoZone carries Duralast brake pads and rotors. They're designed to give drivers performance behind that pedal on the left. With brake pads and rotors and a specialty tool from our Lona Tool program, AutoZone is your one stop for better stopping. Because safe is the new fast, and it's time we put the other pedal to the metal.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Smart FM, your We Will Rock You. We are the champions. Start me up. Taking care of business. Welcome to the jungle. Hot-blooded. Rock and roll all night. Freebird. Don't stop believing. Back in black. Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. Station. On Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids. 98.5 Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show. Right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
It's good to be Brock Lesnar right now, the former University of Minnesota wrestler back in the WWE. His new contract reportedly calls for him to make $100,000 for every TV appearance and over $500,000 for every match that he participates in on a pay-per-view. Again, it's good to be Brock Lesnar. 5:28, let's send things over to, it's not Brock Lesnar, it's Kyle. Kyle's got a big board for you.
Iowa football held its spring game last Friday, and it was a day for news both good and bad. First, we learned that Aaron Menz had suffered an injury and would miss that game, but it trickled out that the injury was a particularly severe one to his knee, likely an ACL, and it's going to be a miracle if he plays come the fall. However, there was also the news that the water tower in the line of sight from Kinnick Stadium will finally be outfitted with Hawkeye logos. It'll feature a Tiger Hawk that will face southwest and be visible from the stadium, as well as Iowa in block letters facing to the northwest. On the field, the offense and all three quarterbacks looked relatively adequate, but largely unremarkable. The defense, though, earned high praise across the board. Amani Hooker had a strong performance, helping to force two or three turnovers, holding the offense to just one touchdown. Iowa baseball beat 25th-ranked Minnesota yesterday, 5-3 behind seven strong innings from Cole McDonald to snap a nine-game win streak for the Gophers. However, two of those nine had come against the Hawkeyes in the 2 days prior, so Iowa dropped its first Big Ten series in its last eight. The Hawkeyes are now 23-18, 7-6 in the conference, and host Milwaukee on Wednesday. The Colonels also dropped 2 of 3 in their series with Kane County, making a couple roster moves along the way. Righties Carlos Suniaga and Randy Dobnak are now with the club in place of a promoted Calvin Foncher and injured Blaine Enloe. The Colonels begin a series hosting Burlington tonight. And then after our show, we're going to join the Yankees and Twins on the North Gym and Rockets and Timberwolves on the South and Main Gyms.
No update on Byron Buxton's possible return to the lineup for the Twins, dealing with migraines. But watched a little bit of the Twins and Yankees over the weekend. Yankees, by the way, this past weekend called up Gleyber Torres, the former Cubs top prospect who was used to acquire Aroldis Chapman in 2016. Didn't get a hit during his debut, but the Yankees fans gave him a standing ovation as he debuted the other day. Pretty cool to see. We are going to bring you a world-exclusive interview next.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
You'll find more and more companies in the IT business charging a flat rate to their client each month, but we don't have that here. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We would never charge somebody just to have a relationship with them, only for services that we provide, because we really value the relationship that we have with our clients.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. Tonight's NBA playoff spotlight is on a pair of game fours. The Rockets say they'll need to clamp down on defense against the Timberwolves. Coverage on ESPN Radio in 1 hour. Houston allowed 121 points Minnesota shot 50% from the floor Saturday. Rockets lead the series 2-1. A promise from OKC's Russell Westbrook that he'll shut down Utah's Ricky Rubio tonight. Rubio, who had a triple-double in the Game 3 win, not intimidated by Westbrook, explains ESPN's Byron Scott.
So Ricky looked at this as fun. This is a challenge. You know, Russ had disrespected Ricky for the first two games. Didn't show him no respect. Yeah, I shoot the ball. I ain't got to guard you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to waste all my energy on that other end. He's got his attention.
OKC down 2-1. NHL, the Maple Leafs announced tonight's Game 6 will go on as scheduled against the Bruins, but there will be increased security inside and outside the arena. A van struck pedestrians earlier today in Toronto. 9 people died, 16 others injured. Baseball White Sox say pitcher Danny Farquhar progressing well 3 days after suffering a ruptured aneurysm during a game.
Hey, it's Sugats. Join us Tuesday. We love Tuesdays because we love our guest co-host. It's Greg Cody of the Miami Herald, which means a fresh back in my day, we think. He did his work. We have no idea. That's Tuesday on the Dale Levitard Show with me, Sugats, on ESPN Radio.
This is the sound of every home run Minnesota Twin Brian Dozier hit in 2017. It's a sound you'll hear even more in 2018. And as a season ticket holder, you'll get a lot more than that. From choosing your own games to savings on tickets, concessions, and merch, and even access to pregame field passes, you'll get the most out of the season. That is the ultimate fan experience. This is how we baseball. Get your season tickets today at twinsbaseball.com.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
There are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Decking, railing, lighting, furniture, fencing, framing. At Trex, we make the most in outdoor living because you deserve to get more from your life outdoors. So why not start bringing your ideas to life now with the brand that's engineering what's next? To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, or to find a local retailer or a certified Trex Pro deck builder near you, visit Trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-yo! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it could be a bracelet Jared's experts help you create, or a special gift set just for mom, like the Flourishing Hearts gift set, just $99, or melt her heart with the Pandora Love from Mother charm, a Jared exclusive for just $55, while supplies last. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
An update on the KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field later next month coming in a... I can't imagine we've got more ears on this program right now. We probably have more ears on this program right now than we ever have in the past because of the world-exclusive interview that we are about to bring you. Welcome back in. Todd and Alex with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Kyle on the other side of the glass. Lots more to get to, including a sit-down chat with Mel Kuhn Jr., world-renowned KGYM draft analyst. Tonight, he is going to take a look at the Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and Panthers, hoping to hear their names called in the three-day NFL draft, which begins on Thursday. Just a reminder for those of you, we will be off at 6 o'clock on Thursday night so that we can bring you ESPN's coverage of the first round of the NFL draft, wall-to-wall from pick 1 through pick 32, coming up on all three frequencies Thursday night.
I'm perplexed, Todd, because I just got done reading Armand Cattain's book about Tiger Woods. And when he talked about Tiger Woods, a very private person, doing an exclusive, the reason he was doing exclusives almost every time, interviews, he never did interviews, but when he did exclusive interviews, it meant that he was trying to squash a bigger story. Did somebody catch Nate Stanley tweeting and maybe paid you off to give you an exclusive interview with him so that didn't get out into the public?
No, see, this is a lesson to all of the other people out there that are too lazy to go to Iowa City or Ames to get stories and get audio, and they just want to sit back and aggregate what other people do. I put in the legwork. Look, I was tired on Friday night. I wanted to go home, but, you know, it's part of the job. So I went to Iowa City. You never know what stories you're going to uncover when you're there and you're on the ground. And because of my hard work and my due diligence here, I am bringing the people of Eastern Iowa a world-exclusive interview with Iowa quarterback Nathan Stanley. To my knowledge, nobody else asked any other questions of any of the Iowa athletes with regard to the water tower. It was a tossed-off question at the end of the Kirk Ferentz news conference. It barely registered, but I know my audience. I know what people want, and they want what is being billed here as a world-exclusive interview with Iowa quarterback Nathan Stanley. How big is the Tiger Hawk on the water tower? This is something that people have wanted since day one of internet message boards. Very few things have been talked about or discussed more. The Tiger Hawk at the 50-yard line, they did that last year. Now they're putting a Tiger Hawk on the water tower right next to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics. Fans have wanted this Tiger Hawk on the... I have no idea why it's become such a fixation for people, but they're getting their wish. So in addition to what you can only hope is a very beautiful and money-making north end zone renovation, which... that looks massive to be on the field and to look up at it. Kinnick Stadium is the change in aesthetics for Kinnick Stadium is going to be very interesting. This now is, I'm telling you, on April 23rd, 2018, I hope the Iowa Broadcasters Association, I think that's an actual organization. I hope they're listening. And if they're not, I will gladly provide them with an unedited version of this segment, and then they can forward to me at their leisure. I know you guys are listening. The information about the 2018 Iowa Broadcaster of the Year Awards. This is the type of hard-hitting journalism that only you can get from KGYM Radio and yours truly. Again, Friday night, a world-exclusive interview airing here for the first and only time on KGYM, all three frequencies. I want to make sure right now that we've got all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. This is the only time that you're ever going. This could be so controversial that we may have to scrub this from the record and pretend that this never happened. Here's Nathan Stanley Friday and my world-exclusive interview with the Iowa quarterback.
Heard the news about the water tower?
I have.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's pretty special. Something pretty cool for the whole town. I think, you know, to you know, I don't know if we'll be able to see it once the stadium's done from on the field, but you know, I think just being around town and you know, you drive past it, you know, I think it's pretty cool that the university and the, you know, Iowa City can kind of connect together a little bit, you know.
How many wins do you think that'll be worth for you guys next year?
I don't know, time will tell. So we're just trying to push each other every single day and get better.
Wow. I hope that was as good for you as it was for me. He Bull Durhamed at the end of that. That was fantastic.
God willing.
They're just trying to come together and win as many games as they can. He was a good sport.
He was. Well, did he find the question amusing?
I don't think anybody involved at the Iowa football program from the ground up finds much amusing.
That's true. It's a rather
humorless program, which is good because it means their nose is to the grindstone and they're trying to accomplish a mission, and it's not to give. Now, Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register heard that, and his response was, seriously? And I said, hey, anybody who showed up there could have asked those hard-hitting questions, including the first question. So did you hear the news about the water tower? Walter Cronkite, eat your heart out. That's what you people want. You don't want my observations on Peyton Manziel and Spencer Petras and who's going to be the backup quarterback, because this is the real breaking news, and it's not necessarily CNN headline breaking news.
Yes, it is. Did you hear the sounder?
We don't know anything about this team, okay? There are several months between April and September. And over the course of those months, a number of things are going to change about this football team, including the depth chart. Because if you asked anybody last week, prior to Wednesday, about the linebackers, Aaron Mens would have been one of the first names to come up. And now he's got a knee injury, and we're not going to see him on the field.
Todd, I disagree. I think we know everything about this team except for the running back rotation, the interior offensive line, the interior defensive line, the linebackers, the secondary, and the kicking game.
Well, other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
I think we know exactly everything we need to know about this team.
Let's take a look at the Hertine and Stocker text line. Hertine and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Reaction to the world-exclusive interview pouring in on the text. 3805, yes, the next Les Nessman. I believe Les Nessman won the Buckeye Newscaster of the Year award several times during his illustrious career at WKRP in Cincinnati. So if I can follow in his footsteps, minus the horrific witnessing of the turkey drop, I'll take it. I'll take his career in a heartbeat. Don, the Ohio State fan, wants to know who the backup kicker will be. Speaking of Ohio State, they've announced that they're going to have a celebration of life for the late Earl Bruce this week. Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer both expected to attend. Earl Bruce, the former Iowa State and UNI football coach. UNI for just 1 year before he left for, I believe it was Colorado State, but the Des Moines Register had a very nice piece. I believe Randy Peterson wrote it, where they caught up with Bob Bowlesby, who at the time was the athletic director in Cedar Falls, talking about whether or not he would have hired Earl Bruce had he known that he was only going to stick around for 1 year. If you get a chance, I highly recommend that you check that out. If you're just joining us, perhaps you've seen it on Twitter, and I've been pumping this since Friday, the world-exclusive interview with Iowa quarterback Nathan Stanley about painting the Tiger Hawk on the water tower. The news broke at about 7:41 Central Daylight Time on Friday night, for those of you who will never forget where you were when you heard the news. You're going to have to check out the pod. If you're just turning on the radio right now, you're going to have to tune in to the podcast, kgymradio.com, after the show is over, and you can check out the world-exclusive interview. And
was part of getting this interview arranged a deal that you could only play it once on the air?
No.
Okay.
But now I do have a good idea of how Woodward and Bernstein probably felt when they were meeting with their source for Watergate. 319-366-1600. If you remember the course of events that I laid out for you several minutes ago, I told you that the very next thing we were going to do after the world exclusive interview with Nathan Stanley was reward you all for your patience and hopefully good humor by hooking up the sixth caller with a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. 319-366-1600. We'll take caller number six right now. LaCantina319.com is the website. They've got three locations across the corridor, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids across from the U.S. Cellular Center, and the newest location in the Fountains off Edgewood. Caller number six, 319-366-1600. The next order of business, Alex, remember the EA Sports video game franchise?
Oh, of course.
NCAA
football.
I was a huge
fan.
I promised our listeners that I had good news and bad news for fans of that franchise. The good news is that in 2020, college football is returning to video game platforms, including PlayStation, Xbox, and something I never even have heard of. Steam? It's probably like a Commodore 64 or something. Anyway, that's the good news. The bad news is it's not going to feature actual NCAA teams. So,
what's the point?
Well, it looks, at least from the small snippet of video, Yahoo Sports has the story here about Gridiron Champions. The small YouTube video features the interface, and it does look a lot like NCAA football that EA Sports had. A game between the Oklahoma Tech Cyclones, perhaps the developer is somehow tied to Iowa State. Maybe there was, since Iowa State beat Oklahoma, and there's a little bit of ownership involved there, at least for the next couple months until
Hockey
they meet again.
Hockey Guy says Steam is for PC games. Thank you, Hockey Guy.
Okay. The Oklahoma Tech Cyclones and the Mississippi A&M Raptors, because as you know, many people in Mississippi fully believe in the existence of dinosaurs. I can't think of a better nickname for a fictional. There are 126 Division I schools that will be represented. They're all going to be fictional. And there's even going to be a lot of the aspects of the NCAA, the EA version of the NCAA football game. So you're going to be able to recruit and stuff like that. You can customize jerseys. So if you were really hardcore, you could go through and edit 126 teams worth of jerseys, players, rosters. Well, someone
I'm glad
will
you
do
mentioned
it.
This.
Someone
exactly.
will do it, and then someone will sell those rosters and whatnot other people.
There are updates on Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah, there are
where
people
you can
that
just
are
do
still
it for free.
Playing the original. Yes. EA version. When's the last year they made that game?
2014, I want to say. And they're just updating it every year with new updates.
So the game is called Gridiron Champions. It's not going to feature any of the officially licensed NCAA teams. It's going to feature made-up schools. The question is, how popular is this going to be? Maybe for people who want that interface, very popular. If you want to play college football on the video game platform that you own, maybe this is for you. Otherwise, there's always Madden, which is about as realistic and lifelike as you can get at this point.
This seems like selling a bear house with the intention of just redoing it yourself. Because if you buy the game and you have
you're
all kinds...
flip it.
Yeah, you're going to flip it, but you're just going to put the update that somebody else makes, and it's going to be real. If that's the case, then I don't see why this can't be a success. If the graphics and everything are a little bit better.
This is, by the way, not made or endorsed or any way affiliated with EA Sports. The video game company is called Immaculate Vision Gaming. And Immaculate, small I, capital M-A-C-K-U-L-A-T-E. Immaculate Vision Gaming announced today it plans to release Gridiron Champions in 2020 on those three platforms,
And yes, it will be the first college video game since the series was canceled in 23 after the release of NCAA Football 14. How about that? Everybody loves conspiracy theories now, right?
Yes.
It's 2018, the wildest, craziest conspiracy theory out there. Someone will believe it. I'm going to float this. EA is behind this, and this is a placeholder for the O'Bannon lawsuit and all of the fallout from there. Because remember, there is the door, the window is open. At least that's what all of the experts say. As long as players are getting paid for their likenesses, the schools are making money here, the window is open for the possible return of that EA franchise. This could be a false flag.
That's a hot take.
And if you have no idea what that term is, good for you. You spend far less time on Twitter and the internet than the average human being does in 2018. You're probably much more well-adjusted than, say, I am. I spent my weekend, believe it or not, some of my free time this weekend, reading crazy conspiracy theories, just one after the other. And then I would read, I'd dive even further into the rabbit hole because I couldn't believe what I was reading.
Once you get in there, you're never coming
out.
And
then to see what people, and the impetus behind this was I recently located or found or came across on social media, on Twitter, somebody that I went to college with. We weren't necessarily close friends, but we did travel in similar circles. And this person is out there now with conspiracy theories to the point where I wonder what's going on. And I made the mistake. You read one story, you want to read 20 of them. By the way, this is a first for us, I believe. Justin in Wellman, the winner of the $30 La Cantina gift card tonight. So congratulations, Justin. You're going to be able to put that to good use at one of La Cantina's three locations. You can check out the menu at LaCantina319.com before you go. 5:53, when we come back, I'm going to have an update for you on the KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field May 12th to see the Cubs and the White Sox. It's an update you're going to want to hear if you have not purchased your tickets for that trip. 5:54, quick timeout. Back with more after this.
With spring here, it's time to start thinking about getting out the mower and cutting the grass. And Landon is here from Menards to give us some tips on lawnmower maintenance. What's first, Landon?
The first thing you'll want to do is disconnect the spark plug wire. We don't want any accidents to happen. Second, we'll change the oil and remove and replace the air filter. And also, while the spark plug wire is off, we'll change the spark plug too.
Sounds pretty easy so far. Is there anything else?
Yeah, we'll also want to take the blade off and get that sharpened. If it looks like it's taken a beating and sharpening wouldn't do you any good, it will need replaced. Menards has a great selection of lawnmower blades if you are in need.
Anything else?
If you pull your mower out and see that it's time for a new one, Menards has everything from push reel mowers to riding lawnmowers to fit your needs.
Thanks, Landon. You can find all of your lawnmower needs at Menards. And as always, if you have any questions, talk to a friendly team member.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy, what are we going to do to top that? Well, we've got audio of Kirk Ferentz's reaction to the Iowa Spring Thing Friday at Kinnick Stadium. You'll hear that in hour number three. And then Mel Kuhn Jr., world-renowned KGYM draft analyst, will sit down in the KGYM studios with me, and we will discuss just exactly what's going to happen this week for the likes of James Daniels, Josh Jackson, maybe Dorrice Fountain, Joel Lanning. You're not going to want to miss that. That's coming up at 6:30 tonight. Don't forget, poll question available for you at KGYMradio.com. Stop by and give it a vote. But first, let's send things over to Kyle. He's got another big board update.
Iowa football held its spring game last Friday, and it was a day for news both good and bad. First, we learned that Aaron Menz had suffered an injury and would miss the game, but it trickled out that the injury was a particularly severe one to his knee, likely an ACL, and it would be a miracle if he plays come the fall. However, there was also the news that the water tower in the line of sight from Kinnick Stadium will finally be outfitted with Hawkeye logos. It'll feature both a Tiger Hawk that'll face southwest and be visible from the stadium, as well as Iowa in block letters facing to the northwest. On the field, the offense in all three quarterbacks looked relatively adequate but largely unremarkable, but the defense earned high praise across the board. Safety Imani Hooker had a strong performance in particular, helping to force 2-3 turnovers, holding the offense to just one touchdown. Iowa baseball beat 25th-ranked Minnesota yesterday 5-3 behind seven strong innings from Cole McDonald to snap a 9-game win streak for the Gophers. However, two of those nine had come against the Hawkeyes in the 2 days prior, so Iowa dropped its first Big Ten series in its last eight. The Hawkeyes are now 23-13, 7-6 in the conference, and host Milwaukee on Wednesday. The Colonels also dropped 2-3 in their series with Kane County, making a couple roster moves along the way. Righties Carlos Sunyaga and Randy Dobnik are now with the club in place of a promoted Calvin Fotcher and injured Blaine Enloe. The Colonels begin a series hosting Burlington tonight. And then after the show, we're going to join the Twins and Yankees on the North Gym and the Rockets and Timberwolves on the South and Main Gyms.
Yeah, Dobnik looked pretty good coming off the disabled list yesterday. Unfortunately for the Colonels, a little bit of a shell game right now. This is unfortunate news. I'll pass it along here. Nothing official on this yet, but we mentioned the passing last week of former First Lady Barbara Bush. Well, George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has been admitted to the hospital and is in intensive care. He contracted an infection in his blood, but he is said to be recovering. But it's unfortunate. A lot of times they were married for 73 years, and sometimes you'll see one spouse go and the next one is not around very much longer than that. That would be a very sad thing to see. You know, our thoughts and prayers are certainly with the Bush family, as hopefully he's able to recover a little bit. True American hero, in my opinion. 5:58, hour number three starts with Kirk Ferentz next.